If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. On this first Sunday of May 1975, it is a real joy to greet you again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be glad to know that here at Worth Baptist Church, we've just closed the greatest April in our history, with our Sunday school averaging far beyond the 500 mark, and with great things that God is doing for us in the saving of souls and in the sending of the gospel around the world. We're looking forward to another tremendous month as we enter upon the merry month of May. Every Sunday has a special significance. Today, for example, is Graduates Day. We honor all of our high school and college graduates and seminary graduates today. Through the month of May, we're looking forward to a time of preparation as we get prepared for our tremendous summer revival season. Remember that summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. The months of June, July, and August promise to be outstanding months with us, and we're preparing for these months during the month of May. We invite you today to come and visit with Worth Baptist Church. You'll find a warm welcome, a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in which to worship God. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level, where the only textbook is the Bible, the inspired Word of God. More than ever before, we believe that men need the truth of God from the Word of God. We're living in difficult days. This last week, as you saw in your papers and on the television and heard on the radio, Saigon and South Vietnam fell to the communists. This is just another sign of the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are trouble spots all over the world, in the Middle East, in Asia, in our own country, and around the world. There are evidences in abundance of the soon coming of the Lord Jesus and the ending of this age. Let me encourage you to get your family ready to meet Christ. We believe in the imminent return of the Lord Jesus. That is, we believe that Jesus Christ may come at any moment. We believe His coming will be in two stages. First, in rapture for the saints, and then the tribulation period, or the 70th week of Daniel, a seven-year period of horror and trouble upon the earth, followed by the second phase of our Lord's coming in revelation glory to establish His kingdom upon the earth. We're doing our best to get families and to get people ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, we're teaching and preaching the Word of God and the old-fashioned gospel from the Bible. So let me encourage you to get the family ready today. Let's make Sunday school and church attendance a family affair here at Worth Baptist. Bring the whole family to study the Word of God today in the Sunday school hour at 10 o'clock. And then in the morning worship hour at 11, a gospel message, inspirational singing, and fellowship with God's people await you in our Sunday morning worship service. Our Sunday evening worship service begins at 7. I will continue in the series of messages entitled 1975 in Prophecy. Many things are happening this year that point to the return of the Lord Jesus. My message tonight will be entitled Mystery Babylon the Great, based on the Revelation chapter 17. We urge you to listen to the news and see what's happening. Then come to church and see from your Bible that God has already written history in advance. The prophetic Word of God will give us an up-to-date account of what has happened and what is happening and what is going to happen in our world of the 20th century. Mystery Babylon the Great, tonight at 7, in the series of messages, 1975 in Prophecy. Come and bring your friends. You'll have a wonderful time together as something exciting will happen at Worth Baptist Church today. We believe in the old-fashioned approach to the Word of God. We take it literally. We preach it literally. We interpret it literally. We believe the Bible to be the only and final revelation of God to all mankind. Bring your family to be a part of this today, beginning at 10 o'clock with the Sunday school hour, the Sunday morning worship service at 11, and the Sunday evening worship hour at 7. All of the messages on Worth Baptist Hour and all the messages preached at Worth Baptist Church are placed on cassette tapes. If you would like to receive any of these tapes, we invite you to write and inquire as to how you may receive them. Our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We would be happy to hear from you just to let us know that you received the broadcast and that it's a blessing to your heart. Week after week, we get comments concerning the broadcast by telephone, by mail, by people coming to church. And in recent days, we've had more families to join and to visit our church as a result of this radio ministry. So we would like to hear from you. We'd like to know that you receive the messages and that the Worth Baptist Hour is a blessing to your heart. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Christ, Christians, and Christianity. I shall read from the book of Acts, chapter 4, beginning at verse 23. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful today for this opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank Thee that even in the midst of a war-torn world, where there's hunger and poverty and problems and difficulties and crises and troubles, that we can have the assurance that Jesus Christ is alive and that He cares for us. We pray today for every listener, some who are despondent and discouraged, some who are ready to give up, even despairing of life. We pray today that the Holy Spirit would use this message to bring comfort to them. Bless those who are sick and shut in. Bless those who are without Christ. May many come to know Him today. As a result of this broadcast is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. And now in the book of Acts chapter 4 at verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priest and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, Thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of Thy servant David hath said, Why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against His Christ. For of a truth against Thy holy child Jesus, whom Thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together, for to do whatsoever Thy hand and Thy counsel before determined to be done. I have read to you a segment of the greatest movement on earth. In fact, it's the greatest movement in history. It all centers about a man called Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It involves a people called Christians, and it describes a religion called Christianity. Christ, Christians, and Christianity. It is an indisputable, undeniable fact that only Jesus Christ can make Christians. It is only through His sacrificial death upon the cross and His resurrection from among the dead that a man can be born again into the family of God and become a Christian. Not only that, but only Christians can make Christianity. Christianity is not ancient history. Christianity is current events. And the best advertisement for Christianity is a good Christian. The basic question that I shall attempt to answer in this message, Christ, Christians, and Christianity, is this. What is a Christian? Someone has said a Christian man is Christ in a man. Paul, you remember, said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. A Christian is one who surrenders in order to be victorious. A Christian is one who gives in order to get, who loses in order to gain. And a Christian is one who dies in order to live. Remember, Paul said, "To me, to live is Christ, to die is gain." Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." I read the story about a shoemaker whose specialty was dyeing shoes. In his window, he had this sign: "I die to live, I live to die. The more I live, the more I die. And the more I die, the more I live." And my friends, that's the way it is with a happy, victorious, successful, triumphant Christian. The more we die to self, the more alive we are to Christ. What is a Christian? A Christian is the Bible that the world reads. A Christian is the creed the world needs and the conduct the world heeds. In speaking of the Christian life, Billy Sunday once said, and I quote, "Live the Christian life. Men will admire you. Women will respect you. Children will love you. And when the twilight of your life mingles with the purpling dawn of eternity, men will speak your name with honor and baptize your grave with tears." The Christian has been defined in many ways. Billy Graham said, "A real Christian is one who would give his pet parrot to the town gossip." A Christian is one, someone has observed, who can be on fire for Christ and at the same time keep his cool. Dr. Bob Jones Sr. was known as a great homespun philosopher. In speaking of Christian conduct, Dr. Jones said, and I quote, "There's only one thing to do about anything, and that's the right thing." My friend, as long as you're doing the right thing, you can do the Christian thing. Only one thing to do about anything, and that's the Christian thing. Vance Havana once said, "Many Christians are like porcupines. They have many fine points, but you can't get next to them." Here's something to think about. The Christian life is made up of little words, not eloquent sermons. Little deeds, not mighty works. Little lights, not sunbeams. And a good definition of the Christian can be as follows. The Christian is a mind through which Christ thinks, a heart through which Christ loves, a voice through which Christ speaks, a hand through which Christ helps, and a life through which Christ lives. A Christian is one who has peace in the time of war, who has comfort in the time of sorrow, strength in the time of weakness, light in the time of darkness, and hope in the time of despair. A Christian is one who believes what Christ believes, loves what Christ loves, and hates what Christ hates. A Christian is one who has no law but love and no creed but Christ. Someone asked a cab driver who was seated in his cab reading the New Testament, "What's that book you're reading?" The cabbie answered, "Why, that's my New Testament." The passenger said, "Oh, you're one of those Christians, are you?" To which the cabbie replied, "Yes, and I'm proud of it." "Oh, then," said the fare, "what's your creed?" The cabbie said, "Why, that's very simple. I believe everything Christ says, and I do everything Christ commands." What a creed to live by. Doing and believing everything that Christ says and does. Let me ask you a heart-searching question. If you were to be arrested today for being a Christian, could you produce enough evidence to convict you? You know, a lot of Christians are like wheelbarrows. They're no good unless they're pushed. Some are like canoes. They need to be paddled. Others are like kites. If you don't keep a string on them, they'll soon fly away. Some are like footballs. You can't tell where they're going to bounce next. Some are like balloons, full of air and ready to blow up. Some are like a neon light. They keep going on and off. But then there are those who are like a good watch. They have an open face, busy hands, made of pure gold, and full of good works. What is a Christian? There are three things that I believe would answer that question basically. What is a Christian? Number one, a Christian is one who has had a personal encounter with Christ called the new birth. A man can be a Mohammedan without knowing Mohammed. A man can be a Confucianist without knowing Confucius. A man can be a Buddhist without knowing Buddha. But no man can be a Christian without knowing Christ. The only way to know Him is to be born into the family of God. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Ye must be born again." Yes, my friend, a Christian is one who has come to that place when he has the personal encounter with Christ, when he confesses his sins, when he trusts the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, when he passes from death unto life, when he is born into the family of God. Have you had that experience, that personal encounter with Christ called the new birth? The second thing I believe that a Christian is one who imitates the life of Christ. We sing a little chorus, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus, all I ask, to be like Him. What are some of the things that Jesus did that we should imitate? Let me name three briefly. Number one, Jesus took care of His Father's business. We read in Luke 2:49. Jesus said, "I must be about my Father's business." Secondly, Jesus attended the house of worship. We read in Luke 4:16 that He went into the synagogue where He had grown up, where He was accustomed to attending. My friend, let me say in love to you today, if you are a Christian, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've been born again, does it not stand to reason that you will go to church? That you'd want to be with God's people, that you'd want to be where the gospel is proclaimed, where Christ is worshiped, where God is honored. I believe a true Christian will attend the house of worship even as Jesus did. The third thing, Jesus bore His cross to Calvary. Now, you're not going to have to bear a literal cross to a literal place called Calvary, no. But Jesus said in Luke 9:23, "If any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." You see, cross-bearing is not something that falls upon you without your having any choice in the matter. Bearing the cross is something that you voluntarily, of your own will and volition, suffer for Christ. The songwriter said, "Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free?" No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Yes, the Christian is one who bears his cross after Christ. Someone put it this way, "There'll be no crown wearers in heaven who were not cross bearers on the earth." A third thing that determines a Christian is this. A Christian is one who lives according to the teachings of Christ. Jesus said, "Love your enemies." Jesus said, "If you're compelled to go 1 mile, go 2 miles." Jesus said, "Let your light shine that others might see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." Jesus said, "Forgive and you shall be forgiven." Jesus said, "Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you." Jesus said, "Give and it shall be given you." My friend, when you are doing these things that Jesus commanded you to do, you will give evidence that you are a Christian. You will give evidence of your complete dedication to Christ and to Christianity. Oh, I wish today that we as Christians had the dedication that the communists have to their movement. I read where a young communist worker was asked about his dedication to communism, and this was his reply, and I quote, "I am a communist, and I am proud of it. My work is to take the truths I embrace to all who will listen to me, as well as those who will not. My work is my life and my breath, my meat and my drink. My loyalty to communist ideals is greater than my love for pleasure, for clothing, and for possessions. What happens to me is unimportant. what happens to communist ideals is everything. I wonder if we could not rephrase that and say and mean it today. I am a Christian, and I am proud of it. My work as a Christian is to take the truth I embrace to all who will listen to me, as well as those who will not. My work as a Christian is my life and my breath, my meat and my drink. My loyalty to Christian ideals is greater than my love for pleasure, for clothing, and for possessions. What happens to me is unimportant. What happens to Christian ideals is everything. Can you say that today? What about your dedication to Christ and to Christianity? Do you have any right to call yourself a Christian if you do not what Jesus commands? Jesus must be Lord of all or not Lord at all. Jesus said, "Why call ye me Lord, and do not the things I say?" Are you giving evidence today in your life of being a Christian? Have you forgotten God and the Bible and the church? Why not resolve in your heart right now that this will be a new beginning for you, that you'll start all over with Christ, that you'll rededicate your life to Him in this hour? Come to church today. Make it a public thing in your life to honor, to adore, and to worship Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, we invite you to our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship service at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. Remember, in the Sunday evening hour, I'll be speaking from the subject, Mystery Babylon the Great, another in a series of messages entitled 1975 in Prophecy. I want you to hear this message tonight at 7, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you at that hour. Until next Lord's Day by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.